Wonder Soul.
So I hear you guys want to hear about some of these wonder sounds and what goes into them and just the behind the scenes when it comes to the volumes of wonder sounds. And that's what I'm going to get into in this episode. Welcome, everyone, to another brand new and a first time Patreon pick episode of the podcast here on Wonder Soul. Thank you guys so much for your support. And this, like I said, is a Patreon pick episode, so everyone can listen to this, but the subject and topic that we are going to be discussing, which for this month is going to be the behind the scenes of Wonder Sounds and those volumes, those subjects were picked out by awesome, amazing people who have gone the extra mile to support Wonder Soul and receive different kinds of cool exclusive benefits through patreon.com/wondersoul. Now look, if you listen or if you support in any way, you're amazing. Thank you so much. Don't let that get it twisted, okay? But these people, I definitely got to take some time to just give you some praise, give you a round of applause, right? Okay. So didn't really know how to start this off, but I do want to say thank you. For some specifics, I know Spidronaut and Ludencal were the ones who responded to the post on Patreon when I asked about, hey, I want to do a Patreon exclusive episode where, you know, everybody can listen, but what I talk about is chosen by you. And so they've been crazy, amazing supporters, friends of everything that I've done, and it's been great. So thank you guys. I appreciate you. And that's just a couple of the handful of people that are just really great. So there you go. Hope that was nice. Now, everyone who's listening, who's not on Patreon, it's all good. No hard feelings. I love you guys all the same. All right. So like I said, I didn't really know how to not only start this episode, but even go about it, because Wonder Sounds, those are some of my favorite projects that I've gotten into over the last couple of years of doing content and doing Wonder Soul. Now, if you're listening to this and maybe this is your first episode, which, hey, thank you. I hope you check out the rest of the catalog. But this say, you're not familiar with what Wonder Sounds are, right? So, you know, the whole cliche here is not really a cliche, but the whole shtick is that I throw Wonder, WNDR, in front of everything I do, right? So, like, Wonder Sounds was something I came up with back in 2019, which is crazy to think about. But basically, they're compilations of different beats and sounds and music and speeches and, you know, movie scenes, a bunch of different things. But, you know, I put them together to either express a certain theme or a certain sound. Maybe it's a specific genre or what I've come across, type beats, right? So let's say you have an artist that you want to find a beat that represents that type of sound, right? Kanye West, right? Childish Gambino, Jay-Z, I don't know. You just like type their name in YouTube and then put type beat. And you will be so surprised the amount of talented producers that are out there creating stuff for free, really flexing their creative muscles and really hustling and grinding so very hard to put their works of art out there, because that's what they are to me. Like this genre of creation, I guess, whether it's just production or, you know, however you would like to go about it. Like, I've always envied people who had musical, you know, talents or capabilities, or abilities would probably be the better term there. But and there's been multiple times that I've wanted to get into making music. And I think Wonder Sounds is kind of like a way for me to express myself musically without really knowing how to make music. I'm like the DJ Khaled of tunes here, right? So this is going to be a little scattered, but I've got some notes written down. And the first big thing is, that's what Wonder Sounds is. Compilation of sounds, beats, mostly, that put together with different other sounds. And they make something kind of fluent, hopefully. In my journey with content creation, I've met a lot of amazing people. I started to discover other producers through YouTube and SoundCloud alike, and more specifically, I think it was Melzy was like one of the first individuals that I came across, and I can't even tell you how we met now because he's been on the podcast. He's going to be on the podcast again. He's one of the like big contributors for me getting back into like anime and manga, and also to give me the confidence to, you know, be really, I guess, like oddly proud of being into those things. Like, he has such a confidence when he's talking about those things, because you can tell he's very passionate about whatever he does. Well, I came across his beats and his music first, and I think like back in this, at this point, there was like some Juice WRLD type beats and some other things. And he was also doing certain instrumentals that had video game samples, anime samples. So it was very unique, very cool. And we connected and we still connect today. So that's very awesome. And I'm very thankful. And so I think he was doing some project and it inspired me. Like, I was like, man, this is so crazy. Because once I found him, I started digging a little bit deeper. And I started to learn slowly how to navigate like YouTube and SoundCloud and look for certain things. And I came across so many incredible, like so amazing, very talented producers. There's really no, I have everything pulled up, so I'm going to start naming some people. Godze Katana, definitely. We played Rocket League one time. I remember this. I don't know if he does, but yeah, we talked one time and played Rocket League one time on my PlayStation. I think unfortunately somebody had hacked his account or something. Man, this dude, yeah, he is incredible, man. Like, super talented. Really respect his art form because it's, to me, so different. Every beat is so different. So Godze Katana, Kevin Katana, and I'm going to get in more with these guys, but Kevin Katana, definitely a lot of his stuff, and his brother Donnie Katana, all the Katanas, right? Flowers of Narnia, obviously Melzy Trap, Sauron, I'm just looking at some people. Balance Cooper, he's really good. Let's see. What else do we got here? Oh, MB Waves. Like, we've had some conversation. He's cool. Because what I wanted to make sure is that, for one, that, you know, these people were cool with me using their stuff, their sounds. I mean, they're free. But like, you know, you obviously, I want to give credit. I want to make sure that people, if they like what they hear, they can go and check out the rest of their stuff. I also want to make sure that I'm doing it justice. Like, I'm always very insecure that someone's going to be like, this is some corny ass shit. Why is my beat on here? But, you know, at least I'm not rapping over it, right? Yeah, no, there's a handful of other producers that I'll name throughout this episode, I'm sure. But with that being said, just meeting all these people, experiencing a lot of what they have made, listening to it, I was like, man, that'd be really cool to make a compilation, like a mixtape. Like, that's in my head. It was a mixtape. I'm like, all right, these are mixtapes of like different sounds and themes that are inspired by multiple things. One, a big inspiration is like, if you're a fan of anime and Toonami, right? Toonami, which was on Cartoon Network, it still is, But they used to have like these inspirational, motivational, like music videos almost, where they had different scenes and sound bites from different animes, and they all came together and over these really sick beats and showed all these things. And they told like a coherent message, like don't give up, or, you know, friendship, whatever. And they just used all these different things from different properties. And I was like, that's so cool. And they've really hit, like, there's a lot that I still have listened to recently, and I think even used in some of the Wonder Sounds. So there's that. So those were heavy inspirations. But I also come from that generation of just burning CDs, you know, getting on LimeWire and just making your own mixes. Like, it's the equivalent of having a playlist, but I think there's just something different when you have a physical disc in your hand and you're able to like get in your buddy's car and go, yo, listen to this. This is our road trip mix. This is, you know, our Friday night mix or whatever, our after school mix. And you just have such a random group of artists and sounds on there. And sometimes it's, you know, more coherent, but yeah. So that was also something like, I want to make a burnt CD and give it to people over the internet. Like at one point I wanted to, and I still might do this, but I was going to get a bunch of blank CDs. I was going to get a CD, DVD, disc player, whatever, for my computer, because I don't have one in it. So it'd be like an external one, an external CD drive. There you go. Sorry, guys. I just got off work not too long ago, so, but I wanted to sit down and record. I felt up to it, so here we are. I still might do this, but yeah, I was going to put like episodes of the podcast on it, or volumes of Wonder Sounds, and give it out to like supporters, whether they were on Patreon or just like friends or people that I knew were hella supportive and just would like to have it. Cause I'm a sucker for physical media. Like I'm a dude who's collecting VHS tapes, which I hope eventually become just like vinyl records are. I'm telling you, all my 90s kids, like, make that happen. Which also like kind of connects with a lot of those things, because I remember recording different things on VHS tapes, like creating your own videos and playlists and things like that were part of our generation. They left a big imprint because they were new to us. And now they've become so normal, and obviously they're way different. Like if you post something on your Instagram story, you can use music, and then you can put stamps on it, and you can draw on it, you know, just different ways to kind of make something your own and put it out there and share it with people. So that's kind of, I think, one of the better ways to explain why I even started doing Wonder Sounds. And yeah, the first one came out in like June 2019. And for the most part, I've tried to do monthly releases, but I've also down the road, either A, didn't know if that was what I wanted to do, because they didn't really do well on YouTube. And I think most, if not all, are on YouTube. I've started to just make them audio only, because that was my intention, because I wanted it to be, you know, Wonder Sounds. Like put on some headphones or connect to a wireless speaker or cup the bottom of your phone where the speaker is so you can listen and just go experience life. And here's a soundtrack for you, you know, for specific moments. Or even just background music. I've heard a lot of people say that they're like, man, this is really good background music. I don't know if that's like a compliment or an insult, but I think it's more of a compliment. you know, so it's more of like a soundtrack. It's supposed to be something that you don't experience. You don't need to be distracted by visuals, but visuals became something that were important because I was only doing them primarily on YouTube. I thought it made sense because a lot of the producers were on YouTube. So I thought this would have been like a very easy place for people to oh, I like this beat. Well, I'm going to just click on the link because all the links for every instrumental is in the descriptions of the video, or if they are on the podcast, they're in the description there. And one of the things I did like about the videos and the audio was that I sometimes, and maybe it was just my mind playing tricks on me, because in another life, I would have loved to pursue a career of being a music video director. I think that would have been really, really cool. So some of these beats, I would use random ass footage. Like Volume 3 is a good example of just this random ass trippy visuals that I found on the internet. And for me, at least, when I played it alongside the volume, the music, it almost felt like they were synced up. Like the bass would hit when something would hit on screen, like they say a punch, or like there was just different things, like the movement of what was being portrayed by the visuals felt like the speed or tempo of the song itself. And so even though they weren't ever created for that reason or even related, it felt like they mashed together, they fused, like your mind wanted to make sense that what you were hearing and what you were seeing were of the same thing, even though they weren't. So that was really cool. So I was really motivated to do that as well. But, you know, obviously over time, it was like I wanted more simpler things that weren't super distracting. Plus, you know, I thought, you know, it'd be easier if I knew how to create my own visuals and then do something like another inspiration was like Ryan Celsius. He does mixes and stuff on YouTube and he's really cool. And I really like his vibe. He has like a lot of different lo-fi, funk with a P, and let's see what else, vaporwave type stuff. Yeah, check him out. He's really cool. Is super talented and super creative, which is always something that attracts me. So his stuff was definitely a cool inspiration there, especially in the early. Like the early volumes, because those were so visually heavy. Now they're not so much. Like I don't even make them with the idea of what the only visual that is important to me is the cover art, which I for the longest that was like something I did with a podcast. Like every episode had unique covers, and that started to be kind of taxing to try to make everything so different all the time. Kind of with Wonder Sounds, I just wanted to space it out and, not try to expect that for myself so often, cause that's not how art is made. I don't think like your favorite musician doesn't put out new albums every month or every 3 months or on any kind of routine. It's like, hey, when it's there, it's there. When I'm inspired, it'll happen. But there was a moment like at the beginning of doing content and I just was going balls to the walls, like 90 to nothing. Now that definitely led to some burnout and I've adjusted accordingly. But for Wonder Sounds and for doing cover art, that's like when I get to be the most creative with it. But I also want that album cover to reflect the tone or vibe of what you're about to listen. Cause that's really like, for me, so important. I'm the type of person who would pick out CDs at Kmart that just because of the cover art, cause they look cool. You know, they don't even, most of the time, they don't even really give you a hint of what you're about to listen to. That's the same thing with like renting videos from Blockbuster or the movie store. Like some horror movies I would just pick because of the cover alone. You know, they're just like, ooh, this looks scary as fuck. All right, let's go ahead and grab this, right? but yeah, so that was always important for me and it always felt like a complete thing. Like, as much as I could to make it my own while paying homage to like the artists and the any other content that was used to make this unique thing like I wanted to do. And plus it's cool to look back on, because I've tried, and I think like each one does reflect the content of what the sounds are, pretty honestly. So yeah, where are we at with that? So that's why each one is, they're pretty much their own, thing. The Wonder Sounds, there's now 16 volumes of Wonder Sounds out there. I have my favorites. I have some that I think just were obviously just made out of like routine. And that's why I kind of put the brakes to trying to force it. Like even right now, to be honest with you, I think it's like early August. You know, I try to get into that mode of, all right, I'm going to start listening to some beats and like what kind of like sounds do I want to go for. And right now I'm kind of having a hard time deciding what I want to do exactly for 17. A lot of things go into play there, and I'll get into that in a moment. Just like whether there's a certain sound that I'm into, something I'm going through, a certain time of year, even, you know, like the Halloween stuff. Like I think 13 was Halloween-esque, which was appropriate because, you know, the number 13, and I was like, all right, that's cool. So, but yeah, they have their own tone. They have their own, like, I hope like to eventually tell more stories to, provide more of like an, radio drama type esque experience through music and sound and more original content. You know, right now you're going to hear a lot of different movie clips and different, you know, talks or speeches from different people and different things. But those are all things that inspire me or have impacted me and help me express myself. Like if you don't want to listen to me say, you'll listen to, you know, whoever, someone famous, someone smarter than me, tell you. Because another thing about Wonder Sounds that's different, not so much, I guess, more this is relating to the podcast. Like the podcast was invented in a stage of my life where I was very introspective, which I still am, but I was very spiritual. I was very like looking into a lot of things, philosophy. I was really trying to figure out life. I was trying to break down a lot of my fundamental thinkings and just explore different possibilities. And so I found myself talking about some topics very vaguely, but, you know, just got deep on pretty much every episode. And then it started to kind of tail more into pop culture, stuff like that. So I think there was somebody I worked with who told me one time where I don't want to say exactly what they said because I know I'm going to butcher it, but they pretty much like kind of hinted that in a way that, okay, what I'm trying to say is it made me feel insecure about talking about certain subjects. Like I didn't feel like I had the right to. I didn't feel like I was an expert on it. So like who am I to talk about these different things? Like, and plus, you know, I was, you know, only like now in my early 30s, you know, like it just felt like kind of weird for me to talk about certain things in a way. Either way, I don't know. That was then, but it kind of changed the way I was like wanting to make content. Cause I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like I need to, you know, I like to talk about those deep relatable things, but maybe I need to just like be more selective. And plus maybe I want to be more of an escape from the heaviness of life than to constantly remind you of all that deep, heavy stuff all the time. And so like Wonder Sounds started to kind of be that outlet for me to express different emotions and feelings and thoughts without having myself just sit here and ramble about it for 30 minutes to an hour. You know, I was able to convey certain messages without having to open my mouth at all. Like it was just through the music, the tones, the vibes, the sounds, and I was able to do that and pick and choose what I wanted to cover and kind of express in a lot of ways what I was going through, which was the therapy of certain subjects that I did talk about when I was really into those types of subjects early on in the podcast. So I just wanted to provide context. I don't think I really feel that way anymore, but I've also changed my approach to content. And, you know, I like being open. I love being transparent. And I love I've told this many times that I don't really know a lot, but I know how I feel and I can talk about how I feel. It's one of the few things I know, like, is how I feel. But so I'm never going to be somebody who's going to have like a load of just information and facts on a particular subject all the time enough to do a podcast on. So when it comes to episodes like that, I usually do my research or I try to get somebody on who's a lot smarter than me and a lot more passionate, maybe, or, you know, somebody to validate the reasoning for going over a certain topic, right? Anyways, so I would say that's kind of where a lot of the more recent Wonder Sounds have gone, where I think before it was a mixed bag of just themes. Like, for instance, like Wonder Sounds Volume 8 is one of my favorites. I think it turned out one of the best, but it was very space themed. I remember even, I still have the screenshot on my phone of like a tweet I made about all the things that made Volume 8 pretty interesting. Like 8 turned sideways is a sign for infinity. The time it was releasing was about the time that I think it was Kid Cudi's birthday, who, you know, Kid Cudi and albums that have those like dialogue prologues and interludes and stuff, like those are heavy inspirations for me. So obviously Kid Cudi had Man on the Moon, and that album had, I think, Common, the rapper Common, he was talking, or T.I., well, who was it? Y'all, I can't remember now. Anyways, he did a bunch of like monologue and, you know, told it like he was telling a story. And I really liked that. That made an impact on me. So I was kind of paying homage to him, or homage to Kid Cudi and that type of vibe. So a lot of those beats are like Kid Cudi type beats, and they have like that. That's the kind of vibe I was going for. But that's it. Like, it was a certain genre, a certain sound that I was trying to capture. And I scoured the internet for beats that I, or sounds that I felt fit in there. So one of my favorite ones, so spoiler alert on the favorites. But yeah, 8 is one of my favorites, from the cover to everything. I think the cover is like Earth from like some far ass place, but it's like literally just a little, it looks like a star, but that's really Earth. And it's crazy. It was just like a whole thing about like, you know, changing your perspective on the universe. It was definitely a Wonder Sounds that I would hope people would just put on headphones, lay in the grass and stare up at the stars type thing, you know, because that's the way it was meant to be enjoyed to its fullest potential. Anyways, yeah, so not all of them are just like, this is what I was going through. I was like really hyped up and happy. So I made a really upbeat, you know, everything's fun and life is good type, you know, Wonder Sounds. Or like life was pretty crappy and I was feeling really down and going through some shit. Like, some of those did happen, or they were weaved through, because music makes you feel something, man. Like, I love shit that I can relate to. You know, I'm kind of an emo-esque person. I'm in touch with my feelings and shit. And music, I like music that makes me feel. Whether it's, you know, good or, I don't know. I wouldn't say it makes me feel bad, but when I feel bad, it's, like, appropriate. And, yeah, it was very nice because I listened to all these projects hundreds of times. Like, in the making and post, because another feeling I wanted to capture was, I'm sure you can relate. If you've heard a song from your past, it pulls you back to that moment. You know exactly what you're going through. You know what was going on in your life. It takes you back to a place, shows you people that you were around, or you know, and I feel like that's what these volumes have done for me. Like, I got to a point very early on, because most of these don't even have 100 views on YouTube. I don't really know where they stand on the stats, but I don't really care much about that anymore. But it was really early on where I became like, okay, I'm making these for me. And if people enjoy them, that's great. But I don't care if 5 people listen to this or watch this. As long as the people whose art I've used, you know, enjoy it, like it, or cool with it, and I feel all those things, then that's all that matters. And I hope that somebody out there listens and gets something out of it, you know. So that was really early on. And so really it kind of freed me up. I didn't feel like I had to make any of these for anybody but myself. And so they're very personal and they're very reflective of a lot of things at the moment. So like when I look at like the dates for these things, I can go, okay, I can kind of tell you what kind of vibe I was into at that time, whether it was the music I was listening to or the things I was into. So I think that's really cool. It's kind of like a musical journal in some ways, right? And that's kind of cool. After, you know, I forgot that I started these in like summer of 2019. And here we are, well, August 2021. And still going pretty strong. So that's cool. What else is there to talk about? There's a couple of things because I didn't want to go super, super long. So obviously there's a lot of people I want to thank. I want to thank all of the producers that have contributed their art, even if they don't even know these exist. Thank you, because obviously your music, your beats, your instrumentals, whatever you want to call them, made such an impact on me that I was willing to put it in something. And because these are all sounds and songs that I could listen to over and over again and are like I try to, at least the goal is to have like those bangers, like those songs that you're like, I'm so excited because I don't want to skip any of these tracks. Like, and hopefully people get that crazy hype feeling sometimes when they listen, almost like when I first heard these songs and was like really blown away. And hopefully I'm able to put a bunch of those types of songs and sounds together and distribute them to people for them to enjoy. And so it's definitely like a highlight tape of sound. So thank you so much to all the producers that have been featured on any of these. Marvin the Martian, Mel Z Trap, By Jimmy, Sauron, Kevin Katana, YZ, MB Waves, Godze Katana, Donnie Katana, Caridia Artists, so many people. I'm just looking at Balance Cooper, Pretty Jimmy, Essence, Sachi. There's so many, man. And I know I'm going to leave some off, but like definitely when you listen to them, go to the description. Look at a lot of them have them in the title, but I think I stopped doing that. But they are like the first thing you see. It goes like Wonder Sounds volume, the month, and then boom, there's your track listing. So please always check the track listing and check out these creators' pages, whether it's on YouTube. Most of them are on YouTube, but if not, they're on SoundCloud. And yeah, listen to all their other stuff, because maybe even some of these older Wonder Sounds, like this was just a sneak peek at some of these guys' and girls' work. It's probably gotten even better, because it's like any artist with their craft, it's like they're going to only improve. So, and maybe change their style. Maybe they liked a certain, you know, genre of music, or maybe they've just like learned some new things to make their beats, more complicated or fine tune certain sounds. Like I look at certain comments and people are giving honest feedback to these guys, and You can tell that they're always like listening and wanting feedback. I think any artist does. They want to know where they can improve, what people like, what people don't like. And yeah, these guys, like, it's just crazy that there's a bunch of art out there that's free like this. And I know a lot of these guys, you know, you can buy these beats, you can get the producer tags off. There's a whole culture with it, man. And their aesthetic with like the thumbnails was a big inspiration for just me in general. Like, I would pick songs when I'm looking for music, when I'm just like, let's say I go to like Godze Katana's YouTube page, I'll open up like library. How would I do that? Let me see if I can do that right now. Okay. So here, yeah, let me go here. Cause I got YouTube pulled up so I don't forget things. Even though I'm probably forgetting things. Okay, so like you can go to their YouTube channel and go to videos, and then you can sort. You can either go, I want to see whose stuff is the most popular, like which one has the most views. It must mean that it's super good, which isn't always the case. I must let you know that. But then you can look at playlists. Maybe they have different sounds and types of, you know, beats that are on that page. But just explore, and I'm telling you, they probably have social media and stuff. Check them out and communicate with them. I told you, like, I played Rocket League with Godze. I've talked to a couple of these guys. It's crazy. Like, it's cool. Like, because they're just like everyone else. But to me, it's different because, like, there's a different kind of relationship with art where it's like you and your favorite artist. Like, you haven't, maybe most of us have not met our favorite artists, but we feel so connected because something they did resonated with us. And that's a very special thing, to put something out in the world that has that kind of impact, whatever it is. Could be a painting, a drawing, a poem, you know, something, anything, you know, a wood sculpture. I don't care. If you make anything in this world, you know, even your kids, like things that can go out there and make an impact are pretty dope. So I have a ton of respect for people who do that and do that really well. So that's all them. So, you know, please check them out, support them. I'm very keen on that. That's like a big thing for me because, like I said, I envy and live through these guys. So please check them out. But let's get into some favorites, and then to wrap up, I'm going to tell you kind of like some future ideas I have for it. And I would love to hear you guys' feedback, and maybe after some people listen to this, they'll be like, hey, you know, this would be a cool thing to do or something. I'm always down, and I like a good challenge when it comes to this stuff. That's why I really enjoyed, you know, throwing it up to the Patreon supporters when it came to picking an episode. It can be a little taxing sometimes. I know people are like, well, man, if I had a podcast, I would just be, you know, I have a million episodes. Yeah, but after a couple of years of doing it, you kind of have to make sure that you're picking your subjects and taking the time to think out what you want to put out there. Because I've run through a lot of different things over the past couple of years. And, you know, I feel like you just got to be in the moment with it. And that's how I've always done a lot of these episodes and stuff. So today after work, I felt like, you know, it's the time to talk about Wonder Sounds. I've been meaning to do that. Some of the favorites I have, and I have them written down, no particular order. I've already talked to you guys about Volume 8. Volume 8 is just special to me because I sat down with my best friend and we listened to it and I got his first reaction. And that was a very cool moment. I don't even think I've told this individual that, but that was a very dope moment. It was really cool to know that, like, he was vibing with what I put out there. And we've always loved music and listened to music. And we always love introducing each other to some new bangers. And we don't really say bangers, but for this podcast episode, we're gonna classify it as bangers anyways. So that was really cool. And I think he just got it. And I hoped a lot of people just got what I was going for. I'm like, yeah, you see what I was doing there? Oh, okay. He was like, man, it was really cool. So Volume 8 is very special to me. Plus, I really vibe with Kid Cudi and stuff. So that was really cool. Because it really felt like it. Like, I'm sure if, like, Kid Cudi listened to Volume 8, he could make a whole album to it. And it would sound wonderful. Then another one is Volume 9. I think, like, 8 and 9 came shortly after one another, very close. And I was just in a vibe. I think everybody knows what that is. Like, you're just in the zone. I think I was in the zone there. I felt really on a all-time... creator high there. And after 8 and how well it turned out, 9, I wanted it to be like a contrast. And when you look at them, like, it's fun to kind of geek out about this shit, because I haven't really, you know, give me this moment to just kind of feel like I'm an artiste, okay? Like, I feel like, literally last night I got Bram Stoker's Dracula DVD collector's edition, and I for not every movie, but for the ones that I really like, I like to watch it with the director's commentary or whoever's commentary. So this is like a Wonder Sounds commentary. I'm going to kind of talk like a stuck up, like, you know, oh, yes, I remember that day that we recorded. Ah, yes, I was very inspired. I wanted to capture the emotion, you know what I'm saying? So I want, give me this moment, okay? So Wonder Sounds Volume 9 and 8 are fucking dope. Some of my favorites. Because one is like all black space. And the next one is like sparkly clouds, white, you know, sky. And even tonally, like the vibes... there's like an air spacey vibe to 8, you know, like, and 9 has more of a twinkle. And like, I just feel like those were some of the strongest and they were very consistent throughout from beginning to end. Like the transitions and even the beats themselves, they honestly felt like they belonged together, even though all these people made this stuff at completely random times, not knowing that this was going to be part of one thing. And that's one of the beautiful and exciting things about doing these. But 9 has like a really dope opening, and it just really sets the tone. Like, I'm a sucker for a good intro, a good like interlude, and a good outro. Like, I feel like if you know how it's going to start, where you want it to be for your checkpoint and where it's going to end, like, you're in a very good spot, because filling in the gaps are a lot easier. Usually when I'll tell you, like, honestly, most of the time I've heard the intro song before anything else on the volume, and it set the tone. Like, it was to me, it's like one of the stronger tracks, if not my favorite, so that it kind of opens everything else up. That's the way with a lot of them. Like, I know for 16, there was more of like a cinematic vibe to it. But so is 9 and even 8. Like, they all kind of have like a cinematic, take their time opening up. But it just sets the tone. It tells you, like, this is what we're about to experience. Like, so 8 and 9 are fun. 5 is one of my favorites because it's got a lot of Alan Watts in it, and the aesthetic and sound just really mixed really well. And it has like an old school vibe to it. And I just love, like, for the video purpose, I have like found this like road trip, retro road trip nostalgia on some crispy camera lens and film. And it's like across the country, and it's just like very old school and just really oddly fits like what I was going for. I wanted something that people could put in their vehicle, their car, and listen to and go on a trip, go on a drive, specifically a road trip, vacation or something, and just vibe out to. And I think like that's what that was for me. Like, that was very much like top back driving on the mountainside, wherever they do that at. But yeah, so 5 is one of my favorites too. 1 is obviously one of my favorites because it's the first time doing a lot of this, where it's kind of more of the most, one of the more random volumes. It definitely was a lot of fun, and there was a lot of beats on there that I was very excited. And I was, you know, for the first time, I felt very, I had to hype myself up to do that. I was so scared. And that's why I'm trying to convince myself and others that I know, like, yeah, like that shit that's scary is like the shit that's going to like change your life. I'm telling you, like, when I've told people that, like, Wonder Sounds have been some of the more personal, some of the projects that I'm the most proud of, and that I, you know, I literally listen to these over and over again from time to time, and, you know, I really enjoy the whole process from beginning, middle, and end. Like, I mean that. I mean that. Like, yeah, it's just... it's just cool to now be talking about it because I don't get the opportunity to really geek out. So thank you, Patreon supporters. Thank you for picking this subject and being so interested in everything that I do to a certain extent where you care about my thoughts about what goes on behind the scenes. We're not quite done, though. I would say that volumes 15 and 16, I've really enjoyed. I've really enjoyed those. Those are more relatable in the sense that they really reflect what I was thinking and feeling at the time. Like, those are very emotionally stamped. And I like that. Because for me, that's one of those, like, chronicle your emotions and feelings through sound. And not sound by, like, talking about it, but, like, have you ever tried to convey your emotions without talking about it? Like, what is your go-to? Some people journal. Some people paint, some people, like, I don't know, do a bunch of different stuff. For me, like, some of these projects, but specifically the more recent ones, I was going through some, like, really stressful, challenging times. Mentally, I was in a very lull. Like, over the past year, like, anything that came out during 2020, I will be so interested in the next couple of years to go back to listen to that, because that's going to be very reflective of, like, the time. There's even there's, like, even a couple that I kind of feel like I'm indirectly directly tried to express that, you know, everything that was going on and how fucking draining it was, but how, like, I was like, man, there's a couple, like, I think volume 14, I want, like, a lot of people I was talking to at that time felt very down on themselves and very pessimistic. So I immediately thought, I need, like, something that's going to pick you up, something that's going to be, like, you know, a positive light aura that people can gravitate towards and, you know, get their minds off of things. So there's a lot of these like that, yeah, that just kind of reflect that, what was going on at the time. And I'm happy to hear when people have expressed those feelings, like, yo, this, you know, thank you. Like, that's what a good album does for me, or good music. It's like a medicine. It's like a medicine almost. Yeah, so those are my favorites. Like, all the other ones, like, either some of them to me, I don't know, if I was going to be bluntly honest, probably just didn't age well because I could tell that I was still kind of, like, feeling things without practicing. And, you know, I'm happy that I did them. I tried to not rush or just, like, force anything. I tried to let everything just happen. But there was a moment where I was, like, in a very, like, I have to always do something by a certain point. And, yeah, that obviously led to some burnout. And I think I, like, there's only 16 episodes, or volumes, not episodes. But I think there's a span of time where I didn't make these. Like, maybe more than once. But I'm glad that I am still today. And I will tomorrow. Like I said, I'm working on volume 17. I'm excited. No matter what it's going to be, I don't know what it's going to be. I have ideas and I haven't settled on one idea because they're all ideas that I would like to do. It's about picking which one. It's like having, like, your whole watch list on Netflix, right? Like, you have things that you can watch. That's not the problem. The problem is picking which one you want to watch now. And that's where I'm at with volume 17. I have ideas for, like, a lo-fi, a slowed and reverb, a lo-fi mix. I'm looking at more more genres, different types of instruments, more specific sounds, maybe things that are outside of like what most would think is like hip hop. So what if it's just like more of like a classical music vibe, you know, different things from time to time to just keep it fresh and switch it up. But always like try, you know, to improve and expand by exploring other artists and seeing so many different types of sounds and content creators out there. That's definitely something that I want to continue doing. And I think like just saying that they're all going to sound this way and they're always going to be structured a certain way, I think that's not fair. But I feel like you're going to see trends and phases and arcs, kind of like Marvel's movies, like the MCU. You got like phase one, and phase two. You kind of know how to classify them. So I definitely feel like 15 and 16 fall into this new phase that maybe the next couple will kind of follow suit. Because it's easier to kind of give yourself that freedom. But it's also nice to have boundaries in a way to kind of go like, hey, like, don't burn ourselves out. Like, we kind of know what we're doing. We don't have to go super different, but we can still be very different without changing like the structure. But yeah, so I have a lot of different ideas that I haven't even mentioned. But two of the big ones is probably something like along the lines of a lo-fi, chill background music. Kind of play on that. So maybe that's like a September idea. And then I obviously want to do something more aligned with like different genres of music. Maybe a pop punk type thing. Which I've sprinkled different beats in. Like Volume 14 has some. And there's a couple others. You can anything with like a guitar or has that sound, like almost like a Juice WRLD. But some artists, you'll be surprised, they just get so, like when you type in Juice WRLD beats, like they don't always have to be sad guitar plucks and down, 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 down. Yeah, man. I don't know. That was horrible. But some of these, it's really hard to find like what you're looking for. And that's also sometimes the delay is like, I know what I want, but I'm not really hearing what I want. So it's like, well, when I do, I do. And then I'll keep, you know, keep moving along. But I already went over the amount of time that I thought I was going to in this episode. And like I said, I worked today. I'm on this new schedule and stuff. So unfortunately, I don't know. I'm trying to work it out with myself by letting myself get into this schedule. And, you know, I'd love to get different episodes out that are in the main canon. This one being a bonus episode. I don't know. It's kind of like one of those one-offs. But I hope you enjoyed it nonetheless. And I hope those who requested it and obviously support on Patreon, like I hope you guys enjoyed this, and I hope you guys are respectful that I didn't want to make this just for the Patreons, because you know we're not ever gonna be on that scale of things. And even when we are, I feel like it's cool to give this to everyone, let everyone listen to it. And if you want to have an impact on it by influencing like what it's going to be about, then you know, yeah, you can head over to patreon.com/wondersoul and support, and there's other benefits there as well. But yeah, before I do hop off of this episode, I probably should look and see if there's anybody I can name before I jump off. And if you support on Patreon, by the time the next episode comes out, then who knows, you might get a call out there too. Let's see. I know a couple people. I'm not going to use their real names, but yo, Moose, thank you so much, man, for supporting on Patreon. Uncle Mike's World, obviously, man, thank you so much. My mom, thank you. I appreciate you. Looting Kyle and Spydro, thank you. Expanding Man, thank you. Classic Gaming over there on Twitch, I appreciate you, bro. Keep it up. For all the people who watch my NCAA stuff or my old retro football stuff that I did there for a moment, that was a phase of mine. Classic Gaming does some stuff on Twitch if you like that kind of stuff. So check them out. So appreciate all of you guys. Like there's a couple different tiers. Some like the $1 one is just like, hey, I just want to support. All right. Thank you. Hey, that means a lot. Still means a lot. And then there's a $3 one and a $5 one. And there's different benefits for each one. I encourage you to check it out. There's a link in the description of this episode below, as well as the playlist to Wondersound. So I hope you guys enjoyed the behind the scenes, the background, the backstory, the origin to the Wondersound volumes. And I'm excited to continue doing those projects, and I look forward to the next one. And you guys will be the first ones to know when that is going to be. I do try to get them out every month. So this is being recorded at the beginning of August. Hopefully by the end of the month, there's something. But if not, I hope this episode at least like gives you some insight to that process, and you know, hopefully have a better understanding to why it didn't happen, if it didn't happen as fast, because I want to make sure that, you know, they come out when they feel right, when everything's inspired, and I hope you guys just enjoy them as much as I do. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you guys are doing well. Thank you so much again to the Patreon supporters, and appreciate everyone who supports Wonder Soul. I hope you guys are doing well. Until the next episode and until the next Patreon picks, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul. Wonder Soul. Wonder Soul.